Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. German Chancellor Angela Merkel continued her three-day visit to China this Friday with a meeting with President Hu Jintao in Beijing. President Hu said her trip to China was helping to build trust and understanding between the two countries. Meanwhile, police have prevented a human rights lawyer from attending a reception at the German embassy in Beijing. Mo Xiaoping had been invited to the reception, which was attended by Chancellor Merkel. Chancellor Merkel later travelled to the south of the country for talks with German and Chinese business leaders. On Thursday, the Chancellor met with Premier Wang Jiabao. He assured her of Beijing's continued faith in the European single currency, the euro. He also indicated China's willingness to assist in efforts to combat the eurozone's debt crisis. At the Munich Security Conference, German Defence Minister Thomas de Maizière has highlighted the increasing strategical importance of Europe. Opening the conference, de Maizière said Europe must be able to assume responsibility, including military responsibility for itself and for security in its immediate neighbourhood. Around 350 delegates from the field of politics, economics, military, as well as non-government organisations are participating at the conference, discussing Germany's role in Europe and the world, energy security, the financial crisis, transatlantic relations and the relations between Russia and NATO. The UN's highest court has ruled that Italy has broken international law by allowing its courts to hear civil compensation claims against Germany for Nazi war crimes. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, said modern Germany enjoyed legal immunity for actions committed by Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle welcomed the ruling, saying it provided legal clarity while in no way lessening German responsibility for the crimes of World War II. A second day of clashes with Egyptian police left two protesters dead on Friday as anger against the ruling military boiled over amid fury at the deaths of 74 people in football-related violence. Marchers descended on parliament from mosques across Cairo to demand that the general cede power immediately after a night of demonstrations in major cities. Police fired tear gas at stone-throwing demonstrators near the Interior Ministry. A soldier injured outside the ministry building on Thursday died in hospital. In nearby Tahrir Square, thousands gathered chanting slogans against the military council that took power when President Hosni Mubarak stepped down last February. Russia's deputy foreign minister on Friday said his country could still not agree to a watered-down version of a United Nations Security Council resolution on Syria. Gennady Gatilov said Moscow was ready to negotiate and recognised the value of recent Security Council discussions. A revised draft resolution submitted to the Security Council on Thursday by Morocco and supported by European and Arab members dropped several major demands, including a call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. There was also no mention of an arms embargo or sanctions. The resolution is based on an Arab League plan for Syria. Meanwhile, Syrian forces opened fire on Friday on protesters in the city of Hama, marking the anniversary of a 1982 massacre ordered by President Bashar al-Assad's father. Protesters were commemorating the killing of more than 10,000 people in Hama 30 years ago when Hafez al-Assad sent the army to crush an uprising against his rule. Senegal's opposition gathered on Friday to pray for those killed in violence over the past week, sparked by President Abdoulaye Wade's controversial bid for a third term. Several leaders of the opposition June 23 movement, M23, attended Friday prayers at the mosque a few streets away from the presidential palace. Armed with anti-riot gear, groups of police stood on corners near the mosque. And finally, the United Nations Council said on Friday that Somalia's famine is over, but the World Body's Food and Agricultural Organization warned that continued assistance is needed to stop the region from slipping back. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.